Progressive Veterans Group to spend $45 million to help re-elect Joe Biden. By Amy Furr on February 5, 2024. A political action committee focused on veterans is gearing up to spend $45 million to re-elect Democrat President Joe Biden. The group, called Vote Vets, also plans to support other Democrats whose names are on the 2024 ballot, The Hill reported Monday. The outlet continued. A $15 million push aimed at courting veterans and active duty military families in the presidential battleground states will be the centerpiece, according to the group. Vote Vets also identified these races among the group's priorities: incumbent Democratic senators in Montana, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, Democratic reps Ruben Gallego, Arizona, and Elissa Slotkin, Michigan, who are running for Senate, and Representative Andy Kim, NJ, who is challenging embattled Senator Bob Menendez, DNJ. The Vote Vets website states the group is electing veterans who are fighting for a secure, prosperous, and progressive future. It is important to note that in November, Biden's presidential campaign used Veterans Day to run a political ad criticizing his competitor, former President Donald Trump, according to Breitbart News. The ad is based on an anonymously sourced Atlantic article that claimed Trump had disparaged fallen World War II soldiers while visiting a cemetery overseas, the article read. Biden's post was immediately met by a string of criticism for releasing a political ad on Veterans Day and posts reminding him of moments he showed callousness towards troops, it added. In January, Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, pushed for Biden's top agencies to disclose how much taxpayer money had been taken from the nation's veterans and given to recently arrived illegal aliens, per Breitbart News. For years now, Biden's top agencies have been accused of diverting veterans' affairs. VA, services from veterans to provide health care services to recently arrived illegal aliens. Last month, Representative Mike Bost, REL, and Senator Tommy Tuberville, RL, introduced the No VA Resources for Illegal Aliens Act to block the VA from using its resources to provide health care services to illegal aliens. In May, Biden falsely claimed House Republicans wanted to slash veterans' benefits, according to Breitbart News.